Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, we're going to talk about, and don't turn the dial, today we're going to talk about reverse mortgages. And there's so much bad information. There's so much misinformation, I guess, out there that makes this loan program, basically, as soon as I bring up the name, people just, the defenses go up. So, and you know, such as the David Ramseys, and there's a lot of other people out there that really bash the program. So today I want to talk about what actually is a reverse mortgage. We're going to go, I'm going to actually just do a Google search. I'm going to do that kind of live while we're here and answer or go through some of the pros and cons that that Google shows, and kind of I'll answer those or rebut those so you get the facts. What really is a reverse mortgage? So if I can be of any help to you, I hope you like the show. Please give me a call. I'd love to answer any questions that you have and also help you with any mortgage needs you need. Not only you, but your family, relatives, coworkers, anybody that we could guide to me. At least you know they're being taken care of. You know who they're talking to, what mortgage company they're using, what person they're going to use. I will be around tomorrow. I'm not going to duck out and say, then you know, you call in and then you get somebody else and then somebody else and somebody else. You'll get me. So if you need my help, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. So let's get on to it. What actually is a reverse mortgage? So basically, it's called a reverse because it, in essence, is paying you on what they call a normal mortgage, which we call a forward mortgage. You pay the bank back. Okay, so that's really where that word came from, reverse mortgage. So let me tell you some of the facts or some of the basics about what a reverse mortgage is. And then we're going to go and do the Google search, and I'm going to answer all the pros and cons. And then we're going to, you decide after all the facts, is it a good idea or not? And I'm going to show you at the end of the show, it can be a great idea, or you could just get hosed. And I'll go over that at the end. So basically, the qualifications of a reverse mortgage, what is it? Well, you have to be 62 years old or older. That's period. That is etched in stone. Okay? So the age is 62 or older. How much can you get lent to you? So basically, a good factor that I use is about 50 to 55% of your home value can be lent to you. Okay, so let's make it simple. If your house is worth $100,000, let's just use the 50% mark. At $100,000, you can get 50% of that as a loan. So that has to be enough to cover any mortgage that you currently have, if you have any. If not, then you'd have the availability to get that amount in credit. Okay, so you can get that amount as a loan. All right. As you get older, that 50% mark goes up. So as you get older, you can get a little more equity out of your home because, and we'll go over why that is in a minute, but I'm just going over, you know, I want to etch this, scratch the surface on what is required to even qualify. So 62 years and older, and you have to be at least at around 50% of your home's value has to be freed up. So again, if you have a $100,000 home and you owe $70,000, you're not going to qualify. You owe too much on your house, then you can get as a reverse mortgage. Again, the rule of thumb, let's use 50% for now. Okay, so that's that. Credit-wise, years ago, you really couldn't be turned down for a reverse mortgage. You can now. There are qualifications. So you have to meet a specific income threshold. It's not very high. A lot of people still meet that. The biggest thing that they threw in was, or the guidelines were changed, is if you have bad credit. Now, years ago, I used to do a lot of reverse mortgages for people that were in foreclosure. So you're going to say, Dan, that's a bad idea. No, it's not a bad idea. Let me give you one or two examples. I had a couple. He retired. She's retired. They have major medical issues. So their medical bills are out the roof. Between that, some home care that they need, medication, there's a whole bunch of things that they're needing. Their Social Security wasn't enough to compensate for all their costs. However, they had a house free and clear. They didn't want to move. They didn't want to go to a nursing home or an assisted living home. They've lived at that house for 50 years. They don't want to move, but it's free and clear. But they can't even put food on the table. So what do? They don't want to move. They can't afford their medication, their taxes, their everything, all their daily expenses. What do? Well, you could start asking all your family members to contribute. Well, in today's world, that's tough. So their son actually called out to me and said, you know what, can you meet with my parents and go over all the pros and cons of this? Just, I've known you for years. They don't know you, but we just wanted your opinion. I went to their home, sat down, and I was like, this is a no-brainer. I hate that phrase, but this is a no-brainer. You don't want to move. How about we go into assisted living? Nope, don't want to do that. How about we go into kind of the next step, not a nursing home, but that middle step? Nope, don't want to do that either. They were both still alive. So I went over all, I mentioned a reverse mortgage. The first thing, they're like, no, I'm not going to give my home to the bank. You're not giving your home to the bank. It's a loan. Okay, it's a loan. So, and I'll get in more details of what this loan entails and how it can be a great tool for you, or it can be a really bad tool for you, or it can be in between. And we'll discuss that as well. So that's the requirements. Okay. 62 years and old or older, and have 50% equity in your home. So just take your house value times 50%. If you owe more than that, you probably aren't going to qualify. So now let's break down, when is it a good idea and why? Okay. Again, the scenario we just went through is a great scenario. Why? I'm going to give you another example. A lady called me about 3 years ago and she was in foreclosure. She had a minimal mortgage amount, but she didn't escrow her taxes and insurance. And she can't afford her mortgage payment, her bills, her medication. She was a diabetic and actually had one leg amputated. She was in a wheelchair, needed assistance at home. And she had a niece that was trying to help her, but just kind of, she couldn't do anymore. So she called me. She heard me on the radio. She called me. I went down into the city, Chicago, and met with her. It was it was December or January, because I remember it was freezing cold. I walked in the door and I could see my breath when I was in the living room. And I was like, is your heater broke? Is that mainly one of the reasons why you want a reverse mortgage to help you kind of do some things around the house? The answer was astounding. It was no, it works fine. I can't afford heat. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So she's in foreclosure. She owed about $5,000 on a $250,000 home. She's going to lose that to tax sale. She can hardly put food on the table and she can't really even heat her house. I helped her with a reverse mortgage. We set it up. We paid off her mortgage. We paid off her back taxes. We set her up on a monthly distribution of monies, so it subsidizes her deficiency between her Social Security and how much her monthly living expenses are going to be, just to make it through life, that she can have heat, that she could put food on the table. It's not like an elaborate lifestyle. She just wants the basic necessities. She's like, Dan, I don't want to go to a nursing home. Maybe I probably should. You know, I'm in a wheelchair. I have one leg. I have a niece that I'm burdening. I don't want to. I mean, basically, she looked at that. That's the end of, you're basically unplugging the plug and you're just waiting for everything to end. She didn't want that. So actually, I helped her with the reverse mortgage. So those are two examples on, you know, when it's, I think, an amazing program to help you. Okay, there are some cons. And when we come back, I'm going to read off of Google some of the cons and I'll answer those. Some of them might be completely legit. And I'll say, you know what? They're right on. That's something that you might really want to be leery of. But a lot of them come down to just bad information. Okay, just bad information. So I hope you like the show so far. When we come back, I'm going to go over some details and explain to you what really is a reverse mortgage. What is a good one and a bad one? And how we can steer you in the direction of getting a great program to help you. Okay, if your parents are in this situation, let me know. If you have relatives, neighbors, somebody at church, anybody that's in this situation that you know of, let me know. I'd love to help. So if you'd like to get a hold of me, please give me a call. It's 630-338-1160. Or you can find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. And also check out especially my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I just hit over 5,000 subscribers and over 250,000 views. And it grows daily. So I hope you like what you see. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Today we're discussing reverse mortgages. Don't turn the dial. If you're just tuning in now, we went over initially, what's it take to qualify? Okay, again, 62 years and old. Or older, and have at least 50% equity in your house. Okay, what I mean by that is if you take your house value, multiply it by 50%, and then if you owe more than that, you probably can't get a reverse mortgage. You can try. If you're really close, let's try it. But if you're way off, this isn't the program for you. So now let's go over, I'm going to go over some of the misconceptions, the biggest misconceptions of a reverse mortgage is I don't want to give the house or my house to the bank. You're not giving your house to the bank. What exactly is a reverse mortgage? That's a great question. A reverse mortgage is basically an FHA mortgage. Let me elaborate a little bit more. It's an FHA mortgage that I always say has a payment option plan. What I mean by that is you can make payments. You can make payments. Sometimes this might be a good program for you if you can't qualify for a mortgage because your debt load is too much. You don't make enough money to afford or qualify for a standard loan. So we can get you into a reverse mortgage and then you can make monthly payments. You could say, and I say this to everybody that calls me, do you want to pay this off? Can you make payments? What payments can you make? Is it $100, $200, $500, $800? Let's amortize that or figure out how long, if you took the initial loan and you did what you needed to do, how long would it take you to pay it off? You might be surprised. This is just a standard mortgage for you. We couldn't qualify you with a normal mortgage or even an FHA mortgage. But we can get you qualified through the reverse mortgage program. So you are not giving your home to the bank. It is collateral just like any other mortgage. And it is an FHA loan, an FHA mortgage. You can make payments. You don't have to make payments. Okay, so let's say you don't make payments. What happens? Well, like any other loan you have, up but you don't have late fees and or, you know, bad credit reported to your credit report. What happens is the interest accrues. So let's say you take a $100,000 loan out, and I'm just making up some numbers. Let's say the interest each month is $400, $300, $400. We'll stay with that. So what happens is you can say, you know what? I don't want, I'll take the initial loan, but I don't want this thing to grow. So every month send in $400 and you'll always owe $100,000. But you say, I can't afford anything. You know, basically this allows me to get rid of everything that I had. And now I can at least use my money to put food on the table, pay my medication, pay for somebody to help me around the house, pay for somebody to cut the grass, pay for somebody to shovel the snow, but I can't really afford anything else. Okay. Well, the alternative is to go into a nursing home, go in and live with your other family members, go into assisted living, or stay in your home. So what happens is that $400 just gets added to your balance every month. No late fees, no late payments reported on your credit report. But yes, the balance will grow. So what happens? At some point, you're either going to pass, we all are, or you're going to move. Once that home, once something of that happens where it's not your primary home anymore, you have to pay off the lien, just like any other mortgage. How do you do that? Well, we'll sell the house, or you'll sell the house and pay off the mortgage. That's what happens. That's a reverse mortgage. Okay? So that's the reality behind things. It's an FHA loan with a payment option plan. All right? So let's read a few of the questions or a few of the things that I have found on Google. And I just Googled this reverse mortgage. Do it yourself if you want. And I went down and asked. People also asked. And it's right under like a Dave Ramsey video. What is the downside to a reverse mortgage? Con, a reverse mortgage, the loan balance increases over time as interest on the loan and fees accumulate. As home equity is used, fewer assets are available to leave to your heirs. Okay. It's right. Is that a con? Maybe. If your heirs are more important about how much they're going to get lent to them or how much equity is in your house after you pass, or are they more interested in you living now? Living a life now where you can put on the heat. You can put food on your table. You can pay the medical bills as they come due. Are your heirs more important about that? Or are they more important? Is it more important that they have equity in your home after you pass so they have more money? Is it a con? If my parents needed this, I'd have them get it. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Is a reverse mortgage a good idea? Taking out a reverse mortgage is almost never a good idea. Here's why. Reverse mortgages are loans available to people over 62 who would like to borrow against the value of their homes. They are often exorbitant expenses required. True, but shop around. In most cases, I waive almost all of your fees. Because on reverse mortgages, believe it or not, a lot of the fees are unregulated. So if you call somebody, don't be surprised if it can be $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 to get a reverse mortgage. I, in most cases, waive, and it's crazy because the templates are automatically created. What I mean by templates, the fee structure. In almost every case, I go through and say, nope, delete, 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 delete. And in most cases, it's probably, let's say if the fees are $6,000, I'm eliminating about 4,000 of that because it's all just junk fees. You will need an appraisal. That's probably $400 or $500. You will need title insurance. That is probably $600 or $700. And there are some additional fees. Let's say the additional fees are $1,000. Just say. Okay, so let's on that ballpark, you're going to pay $2,500. That's what you should be paying, not $10,000. So if you've looked into a reverse mortgage and they're charging you $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000, call me, please. If you just want to educate yourself about the reverse mortgage program, call me. No hard pressure sales. We're going to go through. Does this make sense? And I always look at it, and as if you ever used me in the past, I always say, here's what I would do. So when somebody calls me on a reverse mortgage, I'm saying, these are my parents or my grandparents. Would I suggest they get into this program? Is there another program maybe that might work a little bit better for them? And we're going to turn over every rock. If you just want to call somebody and just go through the process and don't want to know anything about it, and you want to pay $10,000, God bless you, call whoever. But if you want to learn the details, you want to learn the facts, you want to, does this make sense? Doesn't it make sense? Let's go over the fees. Let's go over the structure of everything. Call me. I'd love to help. Okay. So that's my show on reverse mortgages. So I always try to end every show with what I call a credit hack. Okay. What a credit hack means is just a little tool or a little tip to you on how to improve your credit with minimal effort, I guess is the best way to put it. Everything requires a little bit of effort, but the hack part of this means maybe quick, simple, easy, might not even cost you anything in most cases. So today's hack is, and I just learned this one. I guided a young person through their credit, and their credit scores were horrendous, but they had good credit. But we went through in detail their credit. And the young man had about 7 student loans. 7. Okay. That's common. Every one just came out of deferral. So let's say each one was $5,000. And so it says the balance is $5,000. The amount you owe is $5,000. The high credit is $5,000. You still owe $5,000. It was killing his credit scores. So I suggested one thing, and it helped him in multiple areas, but I didn't know that it was going to do this. He consolidated all those into one account. He called me this the other day, ecstatic. He said, Dan, I did what you asked. And the main purpose that I was trying to get is trying to drive down his monthly payments. Because 7 accounts, all those payments added up would have been less than or more than what the consolidated payment would be. So that was my goal. My goal wasn't to increase his credit score. He called me. His credit score went up 86 points by consolidating his student loans. Is it happened to everybody? Honestly, I don't know. But if you have a lot of student loans, look into consolidating them into one. It might help all over the board. It might help reduce your payments. Keep sending in the same amount. Might pay them off quicker. You might get a better rate. But in his case, it did all that, and it increased his credit scores dramatically. So that's my credit hack of the day. So, I hope you like what you hear. I'm on every night, so please tune in every night. If you will, find me on YouTube, iTunes. Just Google The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I would love to help. Also, if you want to talk to me personally, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. You can also find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. I want to thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to tune in tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless. Have a great night.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.